Earl was a Vietnam vet, returned to the United States in 1968, and became a painter. Painted psychedelic pictures. He did it like 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The only thing that he could do that made him forget some of the things he learned in Vietnam, get rid of the pictures of the helicopters and villagers and huts and everything. So anyway, he came back to the States. He married Edith. She was the first girl he met when he got back. Stayed inside his house for a week and then went out one night and met her that first night, and they danced and they loved each other and they had a son. Son's not here because she's doing her homework. She's working on a book report. It's Save Alaska. Saving Alaska by Sun Green. There's another thing she's working on too.
Here comes. Thank you.
Outside of Greendale, there's a little sign that says leaving Greendale. Population 22,232. Now the sign was put up by the Chamber of Commerce after a lot of meetings with the mayor and other political officials. They had some meetings and decided the sign would be 8 feet wide, 2 feet high, it'd be green. It was a great sign. People really liked it. They were proud of it. Greendale was on the map. Then one day, a big media conglomerate called Clear Channel came along and put up a big billboard right in front of the sign. So none of the citizens or visitors could see it anymore. And then he put a message on the sign. Some people in town were really upset about the message. But one person really didn't care too much about it was Officer Carmichael, who parked his cruiser under the sign and hid from the traffic offenders, who he regularly caught and made his quota quite easily. The sign was a boon to him. news got out about Officer Carmichael being killed by the side of the road in the line of duty. In Greendale, Carmichael was a very popular officer because he volunteered his time at all the local events, helping to park cars and directing traffic. He was also the one cop that was always around the school, watching out for some of the weird types that had been to Greendale in the last couple of years. They had a little trouble like that, and Carmichael was dedicated to making sure nothing like that ever happened again. So he was very popular with the locals. And Jed Green sat in jail and was lucky to be in jail because he would have been dead if he hadn't been in jail because everybody was after him. And Carmichael's wife was a beautiful young thing. Everybody felt sorry for her. She had some girlfriends that were helping her clean out her house and get rid of those uniforms and pictures of Carmichael with his guns and things. She didn't want to see any of those anymore, so her friends were helping her with that. They found out Carmichael had a few secrets of his own. So
thank you. Thank you. clinic.
So I told you, Earl Green became a painter. And he tried to make a living by painting, but he couldn't do it. He got a regular job for a while. He was behind the counter, and once he heard a loud sound, he went down on the floor and scared the hell out of everybody in the store, so that was it for him. He had to go home. He was just as happy to be home anyway. He could start painting again, forget about seeing all those pictures, all those Vietnamese people, all those little shacks and the helicopters. It was hard on him not being able to make a living. He took his money from Grandpa every month and kept painting. His daughter thought he was a great painter. She thought he was like Picasso or something. He'd come home from school and just look at his paintings, and she told him that she could hear voices coming out of the paintings and see them moving and things. He'd stand there looking at them for a long time. Anyway, this song here is for Earl Green.
Thank you.
Have you done a lot of family for all these years? What are you working for? One more big score? What are you trying to prove? Trying to get closer, but not too close. Trying to get through.
One morning, Grandma and Grandpa were having breakfast at their little house. And Grandpa was having his biscuits. They like them kind of fried in bacon grease with some butter and honey on them. Then fried in bacon grease again. And he loved those biscuits. Grandma would get a big smile on her face just watching him every morning enjoying his biscuits. One of those little things happened every day. So Grandpa was enjoying his biscuits. Suddenly, there was a loud sound. Grandma's china started coming down off the wall. Things were crashing and banging. The whole house started shaking. They thought it was an earthquake, but then they looked out the window. It was a helicopter. And there was a guy with a camera hanging out the side of it, hovering about 30 feet from the window. And he was hanging out this door with a camera, and aimed right at him. And then he looked out on the driveway and saw all these people out there with sharp-looking outfits and numbers on their lapels, and microphones, and satellite dishes, vans. The media had come to visit Grandpa and Grandma. They were going to do a special on the Green family, focusing on Jed Green, the cop killer. But Grandpa wasn't into that. He and Grandma weren't very public. They were kind of angry about it. So they went out the back door. Grandma was driving. She got in the Eldorado. Grandpa got in the passenger seat. They opened up the door and took off. Went out into the country to visit Earl and Edith and son out at the Double E to get away from these crazy people. Thank you.
to Grandpa.
Was crawling with my
just concrete remains.
Thank you. Eva Red.
Thank you.
bring you down.